I mean, we're all in a situation where money is tight, as you know. The economy is have slowed down, and so government, like everything else, they're running out of money. And there's a lot of reasons for that, but that's the basic fact, is that there's not enough money to go around.
Well,
and as our infrastructure ages and we need to put more money into it because it wasn't planned for, we find ourselves at the end when our roads are not being paved on a regular basis, mm-hmm. instead of every 8 years or 6 years. I'm not sure what the optimum number is. It's going every 12 years.
So yeah, but the thing that a lot of my listeners talked about last night at the Nifty's Bash was about the politics not bringing in money into the state.
When you say the politics are not bringing in money into the state, what do you mean?
Enticing or entertaining the idea of a Waikiki Grand Prix race. Okay? Back in 94, I talked to the original founder of Grand Prix Racing on the Streets, and he had said, you know, Hawaii is crazy not to have Grand Prix Racing Waikiki, because that would be the ideal spot in the world. That's the premier spot, but we're not using it. The same as making ethanol in Hawaii from sugarcane, and we're not doing it. We bring it in from Brazil. Yeah? Same with lobsters. We buy it from Maine, and we don't eat our own. Now, it's going to come down to, and you watch this now, if the Koreans do the deal in Kauai and make ethanol in Kauai, they're going to ship that to Korea. What's up with all that? You know, that don't make sense. I mean, Hawaii spends $9 billion bringing in ethanol from Brazil when we can make it here in Hawaii and keep $9 billion here. See, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, you know, we have to find ways to be more business-minded and do, you know.
You're correct, George. The problem is because we live in a democracy and we have 51 House members and 25 senators as well as the governor, the system is such that you need to have a majority. You need to have consensus, and not everybody agrees. As you know, a lot of people don't agree with you. And it's not you, it's every issue. Every issue that we have, you know, I believe that we should bring in gaming in some form. And of course, you know, that could help. But there is no one magic pill that's going to help solve our problems. It's, you know, we have to do a lot of things.
And but we're sitting on a gold mine.
We are.
And we're not doing anything.
And it's not we're not doing anything, is that we can't get a lot of things passed. As they say, the devil's in the details.
I know, but you can pass
the general,
tax hikes.
Well, I've fought many of it, trust me. But, you know, a lot of ideas are really good, but when you get to the details, and that's where it starts to fall apart.
Mm-hmm. Well, I talked to Marquez Oshiro some time back, and he disappointed me. Very disappointed. He wanted me to go do all the legwork for him for free. I said, Marcus, you give me 15% off the top. I'll do it.
See, that's government at work. They want you to save money, get you to do it for free.
Yeah, right. How many of you out there would do it for free? Give me a call at 808-296-5467. How many would work for free? Give me a call. I like to hear this. Maybe somebody will pave our roads for free too. That's a good one.
And pave mine first.
Yours first. Oh boy, I tell you. But how do you like the ethanol?
I like the ethanol. I am still in my due diligence phase. I am still testing every week. I have found, and you are correct, in that when I have to travel, say, to Ko'olina,
mm-hmm.
I find that my gas mileage is much better. When I just stay, my gas mileage seems to not be as good using the same amount of ethanol and gas as when I travel long distances. It's interesting.
Yeah, on the open road, it really gives you mileage.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why a friend of mine in Wyoming, he put it in his private jet, and he loves it. It doesn't eat fuel. Absolutely.
It's interesting how that happens. So on the same amount of tank of gas that I usually drive around in town area, I was able to go out to Kualina and back and out to East Honolulu and back and get more mileage on the same amount of
gas. Oh, yeah. Yeah, on open road, it's fabulous. Unbelievable.
But Hawaii is a lot of stop and go. Just coming here from Waialua Gardens to here, they block off one of the lanes. It was awful. Just
so why you let them do that? Tell them, get off the road.
Hey, we go back to the monarchy and you have a king that can dictate everything, it'd be more efficient. But unfortunately, that's not where we're at. We live in a democracy, and sometimes the right hand does not know what the left hand is doing. I hate to admit that.
How you like the brake pads?
Love the brake pads. I don't have any dust on my
No black
wheels.
Rims.
Absolutely. Just love it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's the biggest headache on European cars. Black wheels.
So what did you do? Change the brake pads?
No, we painted the rims black.
No, you did not.
No. We use Akebono.
Okay.
It's a Japanese pad, and that's the best pad to use. But a lot of shops won't use that because of the profit margin. See, there's not much profit margin using Akebono, but the quality is far superior.
And there's no U.S. product that is comparable?
No.
Why?
Not even close.
Why not?
Because I guess the whole thing comes down to pride. When they manufacture things in Japan, they put a lot of their pride into the work. They're very proud. So if you go to Japan and you tell the technician or the engineers there, oh, this is crappy stuff, it's junk, they feel really offended.
So you're saying that U.S. products don't have pride?
No. Try to tell them, U.S. workers, yeah, this thing is junk. Oh, yeah, okay. No big deal. No. It's different. That's why I've heard from the Toyota people that next year, the 2012 Toyotas on up, everything for the cars will be all manufactured 100% in Japan by Toyota. And they're not going to deal with China anymore. And China was the biggest downfall. And America should see that because America's making majority of their stuff in China. Unbelievable. Even the racers are getting unhappy because their racing parts are being made in China. And what the Chinese know about racing? I don't think too much. Anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467.
We had an off-air caller. She wanted to know. You were talking about Koreans taking Kauai. And producing ethanol. So they wanted to know how Senator Kim felt about that, you know, somebody, a foreign person coming in and taking it over.
I don't know the details of how they're taking it over. I know that we do have a tax credit to encourage ethanol. As an industry, as you said, we need to grow our own and produce our own ethanol here, but I'm not sure.
They're in negotiations to buy out the refinery that's supposedly going to be built on Kauai.
Well, like anything else in the United States, anybody can come in and buy. We have hotels owned by the Japanese, by the Chinese, by the Koreans, and I don't see how that's going to change them being able to buy a fuel plant unless we change the laws in America and say that foreigners cannot own property like in some other foreign countries.
I guess what they're thinking is, why isn't the government helping so that we don't, you know, like local people can run and
operate? The government ain't got money.
Well, we're helping in a sense, we're giving tax credits. And the industry came to see us and said, we in Kauai want to build this ethanol plant and so forth, and we need you to give us tax credits to make it more attractive. And we did. We passed it several years ago, and still nothing has come about. So many times we will we will react and support the industry, but then they never come through with the investment.
Well, these people did come through. The investors did come through, but they were they weren't interested in the long run. They wanted to roll it over and sell it.
Mm.
They don't care. They're just there to make the money and run. And these Koreans are looking at it to get fuel into Korea because Korea's having problems with gas.
Well, one thing we can do, and I'm not sure in the details on the tax credit, but that there'd be a requirement that it should be used locally, but I'm not sure what the Constitution...
Oh, that would work.
Yeah, would allow. Sometimes, you know, you can't... Like the residency issue, you can't use the residency issue in a lot of times. Mm. So that's something we can look into.
Oh, that's good. Okay, who's on the line?
We have a Dr. Joshi on the line mm-hmm. from Maui.
Hi.
I was just on Maui.
This is Dr. Joshi. How are you?
Fine.
Okay, you know, I'm sorry. I was listening to you, and you just seem like you have very unusual views of people and life. As a physician, I work with veterans who have PTSD, and I do it for free because the VA is unable to take care of all of them. I take care of other people for free.
Mm-hmm.
So you make it seem as if you're the only person with any brains. I mean, I'm listening to you, and I'm thinking, my God, this guy just thinks that he's God's gift to Earth. I don't understand you. And I don't understand this part about the ethanol. I mean,
Have you tried ethanol?
I've tried it, and I think it's the worst thing in the world. It's lowered my gas.
Where did you get it from? Where did you get the ethanol from?
It's mixed in with the gas at 15%.
Do you know how many percent is in the gas?
15%.
You're wrong. And I can prove it to you.
What is it?
Between 2 and 5%.
Well, the gas stations that I go to at Shell and everything else is 10 to 15%.
It says up to 10%, my friend.
Well, then...
Read it.
If it's 10%, how do I know that it's 2 or 3? All I know is that my gas mileage has gone down ever since they've started putting ethanol in the fuel. And every study shows that ethanol decreases fuel mileage. So I'm not sure where you're getting information from.
Because I bring in my own ethanol from Brazil. It's 100%. And my people have been putting it in the gas, 2 gallons to a tank full, and getting fantastic results. That's the way to test it.
So you're saying that the ethanol that's being put in the gas right now is that we are importing it, that the companies are importing it from someplace else, and you're thinking that we should add it to the ethanol on Maui, or what? I'm confused. I thought that all of our gas came from the mainland or elsewhere.
No, it's refined here in Oahu.
Uh-huh. And so then they add the ethanol to it?
Yes.
So if you're claiming that 2 gallons per, say how many tankfuls or how many gallons?
Per 10 gallons.
Okay, so why aren't these companies that are supposedly want to make money and so forth, why aren't they putting in the amount that you're claiming is the accurate amount?
Well, for one, when we did the tests before the mandate of 10% ethanol, we got 8 miles to the gallon more with 10% ethanol and any grade of gasoline.
And
we did the tests.
And what type of vehicles? Because I've used it on my hybrid, I've used it on my Lexus, I've used it on my Acura Integra, and the mileage on all of them.
Yeah, because back in 06, the oil company sat down with the DBET and asked to be allowed to lower the octane 3 numbers because the ethanol at 10% will bring it up 3 numbers.
Okay.
I'm not just talking like you are. I tested everything. And if you want to see the test, I'll be right over there and I'll show it to you.
Well, you know, I would be very interested because, again, if I am Exxon or whomever else it might be, it doesn't make a lot of sense for them to not use the optimal amount because, for a simple fact, I don't know if anybody, including any of my patients, who have ever gotten elevated mileage as a result of ethanol.
You're not understanding. They lower the octane, and without octane, you don't get mileage.
Well, I purchased a Super. It says 97 on it. So
it's 92.
Let me interject here. What George is saying is that none of the gas has been tested. They say that it is 92 or 98, whatever it is, the octane. But I checked because there was an article in the paper, and the state says that they do not test. And so you are taking the word of the gas companies that in fact it has that octane, that in fact there is 10% ethanol. And so one of the things that I'm going to try to ask is that we randomly test the gasoline at the stations to see if in fact the consumer is getting what is posted. Right now there's no way of knowing because the state, nobody tests it.
Okay, well, you know, all I can go by as a consumer is
exactly
what it says on the pumps. Mm-hmm. And I don't really have a means of testing to see if it's actually 97, mm-hmm. 92,
none of us have,
or whatever. But, you know, I just find it really difficult to believe, number one, that Korea is going to produce ethanol here and then ship it back to Korea and still find it cheaper. I mean, you know, that just seems a little bit more like Rush Limbaugh sort of stuff than any reality that I'm aware of. But anyway, I hope you have a great show. I'm just listening to you guys, and I was just like, I just can't comprehend what's going on.
Well, we're going to have 100% ethanol available on Maui soon. So all you got to do is go get 2 gallons, put it in the tank, fill it up with premium, and see the difference.
They're gonna be selling 100% ethanol.
No, we're going to bring over 100% E100, ethanol 100, and you can try it, 2 gallons to a tank, and you be the judge.
And how much would that cost?
Oh, it's not going to cost you anything. We're just having people try it.
Okay, now, the only concern that I have is ethanol you can drink. So you're saying that you're going to be bringing pure ethanol, and you're going to be selling it for cheaper than I can buy booze?
No, it's denatured, okay?
Denatured.
Yes, with something that, so that you won't be able to drink it. I mean, you get sick if you drink it.
Right, I'm aware of what denatured is, but you hadn't mentioned that previously. So it would be denatured ethanol.
Yeah, it's denatured by half of 1%, and that's what we use in race cars. It's actually racing fuel. Indy 500 cars use this for the last 4 years. And it'll mix and blend with gasoline very good.
Well, that kind of contradicts almost everything else that I've read, but I'm sure that I'd love to see your results.
No, I read this years and years ago. That's why I got my hands on ethanol. I did my own tests, and I tell you the facts. This is the truth.
Okay, fine. I would love to be a test subject.
Oh, yeah. I'm a test subject right now. I did not believe it either. Everything I read, and I was actively saying we should eliminate ethanol out of the gas because it's not doing anything. It's costing us more. And for the last, 3 months,
mm-hmm.
2 months, I have been putting it in 2 gallons, and I have noticed a difference.
Well, you know, I would love to try it, too. I go up and down the hill. I'd love to see whether... Where can I be a test subject on Maui?
We're going to announce that as soon as we get it over there.
The better results come on open highway where
right,
you travel
we don't have,
long
which
distances.
We don't have, yeah.
Yes, but also notice the car runs better.
Okay, well,
smoother running.
Great, I'm glad that yours is because mine doesn't. It's mm-hmm. just like it's just,
well, again, it's not on the regular. You know, I put in the regular gas, and then I have to put in the ethanol, 2 gallons.
Okay, so then you're putting in 10%. So supposedly, if it's 10% that they say, you're using 10%, plus you're using 2 gallons more.
That's right.
Yes.
On top of that.
But it'd be interesting to see how many percent is really in there. So unless the voters you know, call their representative and say, we want the gas tested, and then we need a public support to get that going, so the PUC will require it.
So then, so when the gas pumps say that this is 92, this is octane or whatever, you're saying that there's no...
That's not 92.
Check that.
Yes, there's no test on it that the state does. There's no independent test at this point in time.
And so the companies that are producing it aren't telling us either? I mean, like, we can't get the information from the manufacturer?
That's what they're telling you, what's in it. But unless there's a test or unless there's a check and balances, right, you can tell me anything. You can tell the tax department you paid all your taxes, but they're still going to require you to fill out a form and show you the receipts. And right now, we're not getting any test. So
how about on the mainland?
There are tests. Yes, some of this I've been doing research, and some of the states do test.
Okay, and what do they find? Do they find it to be accurate or inaccurate?
It varies. Some places is inaccurate, it doesn't meet, but they are testing.
Okay, so some places it is accurate, and other places it might not be accurate.
Yeah, and it ranges from different stations and different oil companies.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita, and his guest today is Donna Mercado Kim.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Case has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Cute Cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or visit our website at cutecakeshawaii.com.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, Rolling Bob is smiling. Now, you see, that's what I like to hear. I like to hear people that are thinking and challenging stuff. And, I mean, there's no need to get nasty about it, but that's a good thing. That's what we all need to do more of. If you hear something, you don't believe it, research it. You know, you can go look at places. There's Google. There's the Internet. Talk to your friends. And, you know, so... I'm just commending the light doctor for at least being interested and not just, you know, just saying, well, whatever they tell me, because, you know, like you're saying, there's no testing, there's no way to know, but, you know, that's just, you know, something that can be fixed, and, you know, once you learn. And I will tell them that when I use ethanol, my, like, power goes up, my car runs really great, and I lose a little bit of gas mileage. So some things, as George always says, changes from car to car. Right, George?
That's right.
I mean, it's not every car does everything.
Well, not all cars take the same amount you did, so you got to experiment.
Right.
And maybe yours need more, maybe less. It all depends. Like
yeah,
on the Toyotas,
yeah.
they take 3 gallons. On GM, it's 4 gallons.
Yeah. So, you know, but my point is that be active, be involved, be informed, and, you know, everything will be better. So I know you're going way long, so I'm out of here. But I'm smiling today. I really enjoyed that. So anyway, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
He's absolutely right. You can't believe everything you read. You can't mm-hmm. believe everything that's on the signs because,
right.
again, you got to go and check and say, well, how do I know this is true? And even on the internet, as you check it, there's some real wackos on the internet.
Yeah,
say
you're
all
telling
kinds
me.
Of stuff. And they're not required to have any kind of credentials.
Yep.
So you have to question it. And I know in many products, you'll have a lot of physicians or doctors giving testimony, and then you'll have a wacko saying that this is bad for you. And people tend to listen to the wacko for some reason.
Because it's more believable. Okay, who's next on the phone?
We have Len from Makiki.
Hi, Len. Hello.
Hey, camper. I'm a happy camper.
Okay.
Kind of want to change the subject. First off, Donna Mercado Kim, when she was a city council person back in the 80s, did such a great job for Salt Lake and Aliamanu and all that whole district.
Well,
there.
Thank you.
And especially the bus system. And the sample of using the Salt Lake bus system has been used in all the rest of the neighborhoods to provide this hub and spoke idea. And when the rail comes along, that will continue, that the whole concept of getting you from your community to the rail line or the parking or whatever. So just that the work she did there was fantastic. Also the parking along Lakini, I know that was a big problem.
Yes, I'm really proud of that we were able to get the developer to dedicate the land and do the parking.
Were you there when they built the second park, the one on the Malka site?
Yes.
That was your Kuleana?
I worked on that as well, yes.
I wanted to have a horseback trail from Park 1 to Park 2 along the...
I wanted to connect it in some way as well.
Either a walking path or a horseback.
Right.
Yeah. Well, the reason I'm calling today is, are you still involved with the tourist industry?
Yes, I am the chair of the tourism
you
committee.
You still are.
In the Senate, yes.
My question is, what are we doing to improve Hawaii as a tourist destination?
Many things.
Raising prices.
Well, I know OPEC is going to sort of open our eyes. That's for sure.
Well, one of the things the legislature did prior to me getting into the Senate while I was on the city council is, remember way back we had HVB, Hawaii Visitor Bureau.
Oh, yeah.
They were the entity that took care of all of the tourism promotions and so forth.
Yeah. And marketing.
Right. And they became a problem because there was this conflict of interests and the state giving them the money, and they had membership and the hotels, and it was a mess.
Well, and the airlines and the hotels are spending a lot more money, too. Towards the effort.
Yes, they spend money to promote their industry, and the state spends money to promote us as a destination.
Yeah.
But what happened was the legislature went in and they created Hawaii Tourism Authority to be a separate entity outside of the Hawaii Visitor Bureau, and that when the room tax passed, a dedicated amount of money went to Hawaii Tourism Authority. Now, there is no other entity that has dedicated funding from taxes, not the schools, not human services, not anything else, just tourism. And so they use that money to promote Hawaii as a destination and work with the neighbor islands. But there is always a demand on different entities to want to take that money. And when we are in a period like we are with a low budget, everybody's eyeing up that pot of money, and part of it is trying to protect that pot of money so that the industry can continue to market Hawaii as a destination. For me, when I took over in the Senate in 2001, the problem I saw was we spent all of the money, majority of the money, on marketing and not enough on the environment, not enough on keeping Hawaii
special.
Pristine, and our culture and all of that, which makes us different from all the destinations.
Yeah.
And so that was one of the key things that I keep fighting for, that we have to spend a percentage, it can't be the same amount, but a good percentage on that, because you get the first-time visitor, they're not going to come back if yeah. the islands are not as they expected and if they don't have anything to do while they're here. Yeah. So
I'm thinking, a lot of people are thinking, let's get rid of the homeless, but I'm thinking when you arrive in Hawaii, you want to have that special feeling, and as you say, come back. And I think we're kind of losing that feeling. And I sure hope that the Chinese airlines can fly more often from Shanghai. I think they cut back on that. But
yeah, we have to be careful, though, because a Chinese visitor is a different kind of visitor, and we have to be prepared for that.
That's right.
And the impact of the Chinese visitor on our other visitors, our visitors from yeah. the U.S., from Europe,
well, it's a little like
Japan.
When the Japanese came. All the signs changed, the Japanese mm-hmm. signs, and everyone was catering to it.
Mm-hmm. The customs are different.
But we're grown up enough now to be able to take care of all the different Pacific Rim people.
Well, I don't know, because the Chinese is so huge in numbers that when the gates finally open, we'll get flooded. And if we're not prepared, it's going to be interesting the impact it'll have on the rest of our visitors.
I hear the phone ringing, and I don't want to take all your time, but appreciate your work, Donna.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
for showing up on Mr. Nita's show is great, too.
Thank you. I appreciate hearing that. You know, we get a lot of complaints, and most people call to complain, and very few tell us what kind of job we're doing.
Great.
So thank
well,
you so
keep
much.
It up.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Okay, we'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita and his guest, Senator Donna Mercado King.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea, while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554. Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And who's on the line?
We have Jane from Aina Haina.
Hi, Jane.
Hello. I want to thank Donna. She is one of the few politicians that I really respect, and I hope. Usually I like to vote out the old ones, but with her, I hope she will remain, you know.
Well, you're going to keep this old boy.
Oh, Jane,
no,
thank you.
And not only that, when she first came out, I thought, oh, a pretty face, but, you know, you kind of wondered, yeah, what she could do, but, man, this girl is strong.
Thank you. I think it's my Kalihi upbringing.
Yes, yes, because I was teaching up there at the time, and you came to visit, and I saw such a pretty face, but, you know, very skeptical, because she was very attractive, you know. But she proved it, boy. She got it.
Thank you. George, I love being on your show. Your callers are great.
And it's really good of you to come out like this to George's show because, you know, like, we are all independent thinkers, you know?
Uh-huh.
And now I'm going to change the subject a little bit. And, oh, Donna, I want to encourage you to keep them, you know, please keep up your work to get the gas tested because when George clues us in into where to go, it really does work.
Okay. Well, Reed, you can help. Everybody can help if they call their representative, their senator, and okay. demand that this happen so that there's support. Yeah. Otherwise, it's not going to pass.
Okay, good.
Because thank you.
I'm going to do that, okay? But, George, I have a question for you about my car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this morning I said, oh, it's a good time to think that this happened this morning because I thought about calling you. This happened for the second time. My tire sensor goes off and says low pressure, and actually the tire has, you know, enough air.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I'm over the amount that they want, because they want my tire very low, but I follow you, so I have it, you know, on the fuller side.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like, the last time I went in, you know, with this, you know, signal going off, they told me, you know, there wasn't anything wrong with my tire pressure. So I was wondering, I was reading my manual, trying to understand what the owner's manual said.
Mm-hmm.
And the car is a Lexus IS, you know, 250, IS 250. It's 6 years old. I was wondering if there's a battery in there that might be old.
No. If one of the tires is higher or lower, it'll trip the sensor.
You mean, like, in other words, they all have to be the same?
Exactly.
No, they're about the same, just about 42.
Is it exactly?
Well,
I'm thinking that one of them is about 5 or 10 pounds down.
No, I don't have that problem because I just checked them, and they're not, so.
Then it could be either one of the valve stem sensors, or most time it's the valve stem sensor.
Do you think I have to go back to, you know, have this Lexus checked by the Lexus people?
Yep.
Okay. And do you think it's going to be expensive?
Yep.
Oh, no. You know, it's so crazy now. These tires are so expensive, yeah?
I don't recommend those run-flat tires.
Is that what you have, Jane, the run-flat?
I don't know what's a run-flat, but it's very low, and I hated it when I first saw it, you know?
Yeah.
I said, these tires look flat.
I don't
know?
Like those run-flat tires either.
Me too, but then I have no choice, right? I mean, if the car comes like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the car because it's small, and you can park it so easily.
But people love the run-flat tires because don't have to put air.
No. I just had air put in.
We're kidding.
You know,
I'm just playing with you.
I told George, I said, George, they say run flat. How come my tire's flat, but they're telling me it's low?
But, you know, I really do not like the look of that, you know, tire when I first saw it. It's just that you have no choice nowadays, you know.
Yeah, but when you replace them with conventional.
You mean I can do that?
Sure.
But wouldn't that do something to the ride?
Nope, it would be smoother.
You got to do all four, though. You cannot just do one or two.
Oh, thank you. So when I change cars, I can go to conventional?
Yes.
Okay. You sure now?
Yes.
Because if I ask Toyota, they're going to tell me, no, you have to stay with the same kind of car.
Yeah, because they want you to buy $800 a piece tires.
Oh, you mean my tires are too expensive?
$800 a piece.
If it's the no flat tires, yes. And if one goes, if you get a flat on one, they tell you have to change both of them because You can't just do one.
So that's crazy because my girlfriend just changed her tires and she has a Lexus also, and she told me that 3 months on, just 3 months the tire, new tire, it got some kind of, I don't know whether a nail or a puncture or something on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
you need to buy a new tire.
She wants to scream, you know, I mean, it's so expensive.
Yep.
Yeah. oh, thank you for gluing me in, then I'm going to change.
But you know what, Jane? They can patch, you know.
Yeah, it can be patched.
It can be patched. They tell you, the dealers tell you you can't, and you got to replace
the
it.
Side.
But you can patch.
You can't patch.
You can.
Yeah, you can.
Take it to Midas or whatever, and they patch it.
George, you know, since we're talking down this line, if I run the car with the tire pressure thing, you know, I hate it because it's very red, and you know how it's just, your eyes are just on that low pressure thing. Is it dangerous?
No.
So I'm not doing anything to hurt the.
No.
Okay, great.
Ignore it.
Okay, thank you so much. Because if it's going to cost so much, why do it, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Save the money.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, both of you.
Thank you, Jane, for calling in.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, who's next?
Okay, we have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hi, Rob.
George, I want to take everybody down memory lane when ethanol was first introduced to island pumps. And the first sticker that they put on the pumps was 10% ethanol.
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden, there was this big, and then there were spokespeople for, I don't know, out of the city or DBED or whoever.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, we've run out of stickers. And then what I know, because of some of the local stations on my end of the island, all of a sudden, they were having to take off those stickers, and that's when the weasel words sticker came in up to 10%.
Mm-hmm.
So, George, I wanted, you know, if that doctor is still listening, that is some of the history of it. But back to you, Donna. You know, I agree with you and all of us calling and putting some of this back on our representatives. But, Donna, you accept campaign money from the oil companies here, don't you?
I have gotten a few dollars from them.
Uh-huh, I know, because I remember at least when Fred Hemmings was still in office, he came out and publicly said that he got at least $100 from, you know, from Chevron.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
he said that he was one of the lowest, you know, as far as all of you guys representing us.
Mm-hmm.
And that was anything that we could all look up.
Mm-hmm.
So there's still kind of a little bit of a catch, Donna, where you accept money from the oil companies, and do you see where I'm going with this?
Well, we get contributions from all walks of life, all
of
businesses.
Course. Everybody
and it does,
knows that.
Yeah, and it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to look the other way because something is not right. I don't know anyone, you know, my colleagues that have gotten a standard contribution and it causes them to look the other way.
Well, Don, I still want to go back to you trying to pursue or at least bring up the fact that that testing does need to be done,
mm-hmm.
those figures for the public, and you guys represent the public,
mm-hmm.
that it should be true. And
I
I'm
agree.
Not, you know?
I didn't know that, you know. I didn't know that we weren't testing. And I know the PUC is the one responsible.
Yeah.
So I will be meeting with Marita, Representative Marita, who is now on the PUC, and talk with her and see if we can't, in fact, get them to do it without a law. But if they won't do it, then we might have to pass the bill. Now, whether I can get enough support in the legislature for it, because, yes, the oil companies may lobby against it.
I don't
know that for a fact because I've not done it yet. But the public will have to step up. They have to step up. I mean, I can't do it alone.
But it's so great that, you know, George invites you on. You come on and you listen to some of us that are George's listeners, take some of our questions and do a good job answering them.
Well, that's part of, I believe that's part of public service. And if I'm in office, then I need to be accountable and responsive, just as I expect people that come before us to be accountable and, you know.
And George, by the way, I don't mean to take away from, you know, you trying to, you know, build an ethanol plant at all, right?
Mm-hmm.
In case, right, in case they do pass a law and say, hey, you know what, you got to put more ethanol. But I'm sure that's a long road.
Never happened.
I know, George. All righty.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, who's next?
Okay, we have Tom from Aina YPO, I'm sorry, YPO.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Donna, and hey, George. Glad Donna came back. I had some questions for her last time, but couldn't get on in time. First of all, I wanted to find out what is her stand on drag racing here in, on Oahu.
If we can contain it and put it in a safe place and control it, then I would be in favor of it. But just having drag racing done as it's done sometimes on our public highways, I'm not for that.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I mean legal drag racing. And have you ever been to, like, Hawaii Raceway Park or Kahuku if you're... I don't think you're that old enough, but have you ever been to a drag race here in the island?
I've been to one way back when I was a lot younger. But that's it. It's drag racing is not something that
As a spectator, as a driver.
Oh, as a spectator, get me in the car. Maybe it'll change me.
Yeah, I tell you, you go down that quarter mile the first time, you get an adrenaline rush, unlike anything else you ever had. I mean, it's racing on the street is nothing compared to going down the quarter mile. I mean, you know, I'm a drag racer, and I've never raced on the street. You know,
good.
Because my first time down the quarter mile, I was hooked.
Wow.
It was like...
It's scary, though. It's kind of scary.
Well, that's the whole point of having it at a racetrack, because you're in a controlled environment, as George will tell you.
Right.
You got all your safety equipment. They won't let you on the track without your safety equipment. And that's the great thing about why we need a drag race facility.
Yeah, but the state can't afford it.
Well, my thing is, I'm not telling the state to... pay it for us, build it for us, or anything. What I'm trying to do right now is I'm trying to get people to open their minds to allow drag racing. It's just like drag racing is a dirty word. You know, you say drag racing, and the image that comes to mind is guys in leather jackets with cigarettes stuffed in their T-shirts. And
Tom,
you know,
we've had proposals for drag racing, and it's not so much the drag racing, but the fact that they wanted tax credits, and that was dead.
What we're trying to do is put a grassroots effort down. I mean, you know, all we're asking the draggers is, we're not asking for a stadium, we're not asking for, all we just want is some place where we can do our sports safely.
Mm-hmm.
And there is areas, like, for example, Kalaeloa. They're not using a lot of these air runway strips. It could be converted. But, you know, the thing is, we get roadblocks with all the paperwork and permits and all that kind of stuff. That's what I'm trying to bring out. We need help from the legislature as far as that part. You know, putting up roadblocks and try to help the drag racers get something done without money from the taxpayers. You know, we're just trying to do our sport. Like, you know, I mean, all of us drag racers, we weren't like surfers or fishermen or football athletes, or, you know, we weren't that. I mean, we found our sport what we want, you know, and not everybody has the same sport. So, but what I'm trying to say is, we just want some equality as far as treatment. I mean, you know, not bringing up roadblocks.
One thing you can do is try to get representation in the legislature, having a drag racer run for office or be there so that you have a voice. And you notice a lot of professions do have people in office so that they would be represented, and that's one way in there. Just because you're in there, though, doesn't mean to make it any easier. Trust me, the closer you get to it, the harder it is to pass measures sometimes.
I understand that. I mean, but all I'm just trying to say is, you know, drag racers are no different than any other person. We have our sport, other people have their sports, and we just want our sports to be recognized like any other sport. You know, and we want to do it safely.
Right, but you have to...
And there's, like, everything else. There's always some bad eggs that make the whole sport look bad. That's what I'm trying to say.
But you have to educate. You have to educate the lawmakers. You have to educate the bureaucrats. Like any other sport, any other profession, any other business that gets support, they have to come in and do a job in educating and lobbying. That's, you know, otherwise, if you don't have a spokesperson or you don't have the information being given out, then you're not going to get the attention. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Oh, we got to go to break.
Okay, we'll be right back with George Nita and Senator Donna Mercado Kim on Automotive 101.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the line?
We have Don from Kaneohe.
Hi, Don.
Yeah, good afternoon, George, Senator Kim.
Hello.
Hi, I got a question about electric cars. What is your feeling about the electric cars in Hawaii and being used on the roadway?
Our electric cars?
Yeah. Are you in favor of...
No.
No?
No, because the battery's got to be made from oil. Mm-hmm. You're still oil-related.
Well, I have a question for Senator Kim. I was at the, I'm legally blind.
Okay.
And I have some vision. And mm-hmm. I was at the White Cane Awareness yesterday at the state capitol. We had our walk. And we ended at Iolani Palace grounds by the bandstand. And afterwards, I was crossing the street by Richard, from Iolani to Richard, to catch my handy van at the Y.
Mm-hmm.
And I listen for the traffic because I can't see very well. And I goes crossing in the crosswalk right there between Yelani and Richard.
Mm-hmm.
And this car came right in front of me. And it was no noise. It was a hybrid, I guess. And it zoomed right past me. Good thing it didn't hit me. Mm-hmm. And I had my cane extended. And that car did not stop at all.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's an issue.
Mm-hmm. That's an issue. You know, I was wondering, is the legislature going to make some kind of mandate to have a law passed that where the manufacturers will have to make a noise to indicate
a little bell?
I don't know. This is the first time I'm hearing that.
No, but a lot of people are saying that.
There are laws that the pedestrian has a right of way in the crosswalk.
Yeah, but you can't hear them.
Right. Are they supposed to stop?
I'm currently attending the Ho'oponopono, and we learn how to walk, but it's very hard to assist it. But
right. Well, that's something we should look at. Thank you for bringing it up.
Okay. That's a signal to get out of here. We're done. Thanks a lot for coming in and spending time with us. Okay. Anyway, I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in and hopefully satisfied some of you that requested Donna Mercado Kim to come on.
Thank you, George, for having me. And I just want to tell your listeners to keep on listening and keep us accountable. Keep your legislators and elected officials accountable.
Thank you. Aloha.
The views and opinions expressed in the preceding program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690.